it's option. Jive. You did it better than me. They should have asked you to do it. Option jive. You are right. Set us up for this. I know it's a good one.
It's kind of a little creepy the way you say it. Option.
Now, before we moved into the new studios,
yeah.
Cassie says, bet.
You're scared.
You know what you do. You drop your pen and you walk into a room with her because you just don't want upset.
Okay, that's fine.
She goes, say jive. And I go, jive. She goes, no, say jive. And I repeated it. And that's what she put it on. I had no idea what she was doing with it.
Smart.
Yeah, you should not ask questions.
I did not.
Just do what you're told.
I got out of that room as fast as possible.
All right. Not bad.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Sosnoff. He's Tony Batista. This is Tasty Live. We are done with 1 hour of a three-hour show. We do this every day, believe it or not, every day, 3 hours a day. And let's see. What do we got today?
We actually started around 6 this morning, though.
Who, me? I started at 4:30.
You and I started this show around 6 this morning.
Well, you started.
When I helped you out of the elevator.
You started
yakking. I repeated myself 6 times because you couldn't hear anything I was saying.
You're deaf. I talk. You're deaf. You actually need.
You just don't listen. You talk.
No. Beth, tell him he needs a hearing aid.
You both could use some help.
I could use some help.
No, my hearing is fine.
It's selective.
Well, but my hearing's
fine. Your eyes are good?
My eyes? 20/20. 2010.
This all's in the snow. How could you see anything? Nobody would expect you.
And my hearing, like a hawk.
Hearing like a hawk, like a baby's heel.
But I have other issues.
Yes, you do.
Right now, my knees are seizing up, but I quit golf anyway. It doesn't matter. Hope I never play again.
This is from golf this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. But I just don't really like the sport.
Any extracurricular activity prior to golf? Maybe that's what it was.
I just don't like golf anymore.
Because you suck at it.
Yeah.
Like, I heard your short game was good.
I don't know how people that suck at golf play golf. Like, why would you even do it?
Agreed. I've said that my entire life.
You should take some lessons.
I don't want to. I'm at that point in my life where I don't want to. I was really good once. I don't need to be reminded how bad I am now.
Well, you used to be a really good trader, too. You don't mind doing this every day.
I have a better chance of coming back as a trader.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. Not a much greater, but greater.
Yeah, not much greater.
My son is taking credit here for having you quit golf.
Yeah, well, he's part of the reason. I'm trying to decide here. I think at 18,000...
He's forever going to be known as the man that made Tom quit golf.
18,200 in the NASDAQ futures.
Yeah, I remember when they were 18,000. You told me they were never going to get over that. I go, sad enough, you don't have a clue. Obviously, I was right.
18,200, give it to him.
This is the pseudo unchanged opening you were waiting for?
Something like that.
Got it.
Option
jive.
Gives me the creeps. Let's see if there's anything else here I want to talk about first, and then we'll get into option jive. I don't think so.
Oh, Joe Mama's in the same boat as you at golf.
Yeah, like I saw his game. He stinks. So like if I'm that bad, I just gotta quit. But I had bad back last year, so you know.
Golf's done. Obviously, basketball, pop a shot, that's done. What do you have you tried to putt? Maybe you could do putt.
Have you tried? Probably.
Skiing,
I'm back.
Your short game is good. My son said your short game was good.
My long game.
Maybe we get putt. Maybe we cut a couple of holes in the floor.
The funny thing is, my off the tees, I'm fine too. My only problem is
my iron game. He says you got to play from the ladies' tees and give yourself a little bit of room.
Oh, please. I need my iron game's gone. But I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, how can I estimate pop?
Didn't you just get new clubs like last year?
No.
The year before?
Couple years old.
Oh, they've been used 6 times?
No, I use them.
For what? Stoking a fire? You use them.
Doesn't matter. How can I estimate probability of profit? How can I? How can you estimate probability profit?
I don't know. Delta?
Delta, delta, delta? How can you estimate probability profit?
Oh, look at you putting your money where your mouth is.
Put your money where your mouth is. Yeah, I'm going to start selling some NASDAQ futures up here.
I can't wait to hear. I didn't think I was this was going to happen. But you're a good scrambler. I'll give you that.
That's going to be okay. I'm waiting until we open until I really lay into them. This is just like, I'm just
toying with them.
Yeah, this is just
giving them a taste.
Yeah. How do you estimate probability profit? Well, delta for sure. But let's take a look. So two ways probabilities are adjusted is by delta and by strategy. This is a kind of a very intro piece today. Higher success rate, you have a lower delta undefined strategies. Lower success rate, higher delta defined strategies. Why do you think that is? Because when you have defined strategies, you have defined profitability and a lower probability of profit. When you have undefined strategies, you can make more money and you're going to have a higher probability of profit, just the way the world works. If you want
to, math works, it has nothing to do with the world.
If you want to take unlimited risk, you're going to have a higher probability of profit. If you want defined risk, you're going to have a lower probability of profit. Okay, take less risk.
So far, delta and risk would be the two things I'd be looking at.
Take less risk, make less money. Let's go next slide. So today we're going to examine how through the use of delta we can estimate a range for the probability.
How can I estimate, Pop? Today, where do you see? What are you reading?
Today we'll examine how through the use of delta we can estimate a range of Pop.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go. And, you know, on the Tasty platform, on the trade page, where we highlighted here, you can see what that is. And that's your probability of profit.
That's true.
Okay, so it'll pop it up there right at the trade page. You don't have to go to do any kind of analytics or anything else. It'll pop up your probability of profit right at this page. Let's go to the next slide. So for any given delta, there is a range of success rates. There is a range of success rates, the lowest being defined risk and the highest being undefined. So again, this is a Pop range. So it's a little bit different than we usually do. But when you're talking about delta, if you sell something with a 10 delta, okay, you're going to have, if you're doing both sides, an 80% chance. If you're doing one side, a 90% chance. And on the flip side of that, same thing goes for the Pop range with a 40 delta option. So then why would anybody choose a 40 delta option over a 10 delta option?
Why?
More money.
There you go.
You take in bigger credits. You can make more money. And sometimes people want an opportunity to make more money because that's why we play the game. Opportunity to make more money. Let's go to the next slide. So to calculate the ranges of success, so your highest possible Pop equals 100 minus the delta. Your lowest possible Pop equals 100 minus 2 times the delta. Okay, because that's assuming that there's the lowest possible Pop is that possibly that there's two sides to the trade. Highest possible is that there's only one side. Because we're given both scenarios.
You can only get hurt one side, too.
That's right. Because you're going to lose one way. Mm-hmm. But sometimes this doesn't make sense until you see it. Let's go to the next slide. Okay, so here's where we get into something that's actually pretty easy to visualize. Based on the math, the delta of the short strike will represent the total possible range of probability of profit from low to high. So you can we've actually shown
high to low or low to high when you just say things. I'm not saying what's written here. You've said it read it correctly. I'm just asking.
I say high to low.
I say high to low too.
Yeah. So we've shown this slide before, which is actually kind of fun, but it's, you know, I don't know, maybe this just visualizes a little easier.
You know, they're showing you the 40% range.
Yeah, they're showing you ranges.
If you go to the 10%, you could see how you estimate probably a profit. If you have both sides, like they're showing you here, Even though the strike you have, you know, might have a lower probability of success or a lower probability of getting there, you have to combine the two. It's not just one side. Even though you can only be tested, the stock can only be on one side of the trade. You have to consider both.
Yep. And so, anyway, just an easy way to visualize it. Let's go to the next slide. So, probability of profit is a way to put context around expectations of potential trade outcomes. Through the use of delta and some simple math, we're able to determine an expected range of success for a given trade. You know, we don't look at things always by, we don't think of things always in probabilistic terms. We have no problem equating delta with probabilistic outcomes, but what we try to do is line up everything in an area that gets us to a certain probability of profit overall portfolio and then commingle it all together.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we don't do a lot of stuff with a very low probability of profit, because we don't want to take down the overall portfolio returns.
That's correct. Good job out of you. Good job out of team. Sound enough. We may have video, if you want us, of you off the tee. You shank quite a few of them. We only have the ones that you shanked off the tee. We don't have any that you hit right up there. And they tell me that, you know, a golf game can't just be a bump and run from like 40 yards out. You know what I mean? Like a little chippy bump and run.
You know, for somebody that really stinks at golf, you should be quiet.
I mean, if you want to see, like sometimes they say if you could see yourself while you're swinging, that you could correct it. I think it has a lot to do with turning, that you can't turn anymore off the tee. But there's some pictures of you picking up the ball and walking away, you know, in the middle of the.
Let's not today.
Of the fairway. I mean,
there are none of those pictures. Nice try.
Do you want, maybe if you see what's happening, would you like?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to see.
Keep it up. And we will be showing those. We'll take a quick 90.
I'd like to see those.
We'll take a quick 90-second break. Don't push me. Take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got more Tasty Live after this with what comes next, Oz? That's right, the opening bell. We'll be back in 90 seconds. It's Tasty Live.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.